When we changed to the McLaren ECU, everyone from common ECU, then everybody has to run this common dash unit. So if you look at all the F1 cars, they've all got this dash. Some have it mounted on the chassis here, some have it in the wheel.
Yeah.
So we have to change our design to incorporate that.
Yeah.
And then we have standard homologators, which everybody has to use. And like you say, I'm trying to keep it as consistent as possible. And across teams, they tend to have a philosophy that they carry over from car to car.
Yeah.
Whereas we try to, there's the colours, but the driver's trying to look at the colours. So actually, you can see there's little ways that module on the. So that's just so through a glove band, you can feel, oh, that's my flat button, that's my radio button. And then the other buttons, like this one to kill the engine, we put a shroud around so they can't accidentally press it when they're going.
Yeah.
So, like in Monaco, when you've got a lot of lock on, and it's, you can easily press a button and turn the engine off, or it should be a disaster.
Does every button do something? Cause
yes, pretty much every button does do something. So
there's a KERS button.
Yeah, no, you are right. We've got a KERS switch on here, but we currently haven't run KERS. So going from, we've got a neutral button, so that will press that button to put the car to neutral. Flat button that activates the flap up and down. So twice per lap, the driver presses it once to go up and once to go down, or vice versa. This is the kill button that actually kills the engine, so car has to be in neutral and hold the kill button, and then lights will come into the middle. This button here gives you the brake balance, so you hold that down and it'll tell you where you're currently on brake balance. It's also got some other hidden functions that you can use for acknowledging and changing errors. This is a plus and a minus button, so there's a menu, so we can go from. So, for example, when you change tyre, you need to change the tyre setting. The ECU needs to know what tyre's on the car, and it can't tell from the sensors here to tell it. So the driver would. So when you went from wet to dry, if you changed the tyre, and then you cycle through, there's a number that corresponds to wet tyres, one, dry tyre. So 1, 2, 3, 4 is dry into wet, and then wet light. So it just puts the light on, even though you're on dry tyre.
Does that happen during the pit stop?
They normally do it as they're going down the pit lane.
Right.
But it's another thing the driver has to do. So as they're going out the pit lane, they change the multifunction, they're cycling through, and they're joining the
as
track.
As well as this.
Yeah, and also telling us. Yeah, so there's quite a bit to go on. And then going down this side, basically pit limiter, radio button, which has got a module on it, the cowl button, so that's for doing a clutch cowl. So whenever they leave the garage, you might notice the cars, they release the car and the car stalls and it moves forward on its wheels and then it goes. That's what our car does, and that's because it's just doing a clutch cowl. Some guys do it going down the pit lane, so if you've been to their F1 race, you might hear the engine note going up and down, and they're just learning where the clutch is. A drinks button, or there's a motor that feeds them a drink, the plus button, and then the acknowledge button, so when they want to make a change to the menu, they can press acknowledge to confirm it. And so, but normally we'll tell the driver what they need to do. And some teams have different ways of dealing with the button, so some teams might just call it by colour, so they'll just say green 4 or blue 8 to the driver, rather than saying nominal or mix or just to try, and then it's just down to the communication. So it's pretty complicated thing. So you just the brake balance, you basically just pull the. You pull and push the lever back, so you might have seen them during qualifying nudging the lever. So it's just one
nudge, one notch, or
it's half a percent is one pitch. So you just do. So if you on the outlap, normally you'd warm the rear brakes up, so they'll go rear. They'll start rearwards on the brake balance, and then during the outlap, so once they completed the outlap, and hammer the rear brakes, got the temperature, and they'll go forwards for their racing configuration. It really depends how much of an adjustment they want, but they do use it. So as the rear tires are going off, they'll tend to move the brake balance forwards because you get rear locking, and that gives you massive stability. So this is it's just basically like a monocoque, or like it's not a real chassis. It's like, as you can see, it's like a space frame that looks like a chassis, and it just means that we can move pedals back and forward. So then we've got one quick driver change. It's actually the top of this comes off, and we can get in there and change all the pedals around. But the pedals and everything is got the hydraulics, so it gives you the same feel as a real brake pedal, and it's got power steering wrap like a real car. Try and make it always. But basically, the thing we're trying to do is give you the cues that you need. So, as much cue as you can without moving the driver around.